right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Mia, so let's go ahead and get started. Well, sort of. You can say he's a friend. Although I'm not so sure she sees me as one, if I'm being completely honest. The chance of it being Mia is still a possibility with how vague that answer is. Ah, so it's a case of longing from afar, then. Sounds tough. Especially if you really like her. Yeah, it is. How long have you known her? A long time, but I don't want to say exactly how long, because that would make me really look pathetic. maybe it's not Mia after all. Well, unless of course he's lying. It's not pathetic. You just need to have more confidence in yourself, that's all. Also, while I don't know you very well, I can tell you're a sweet guy. Besides, considering how many douchebags are out there, nice guys are a rarity these days. That's fine, but I don't think just being nice would be enough for her to see me as anything more than just a friend. Now you're thinking with your dipstick, Jimmy. Oh, can I ask what she's like? You know, her personality, that sort of stuff? Well, unlike me, she's very confident. Really pretty, too. Really. Really pretty. So she's basically the opposite of you. Grim! Why would you say that? I'm talking about the confident part, not the looks. Damn, how tactless do you think I am? It's all good, I know what you meant. Still, let's be honest. I'm not much of a looker either. There's nothing wrong with your looks. Thank you, Mia, but I'm not in denial. At least as far as this girl goes, she's way out of my league. Nonsense. I don't buy into any of that crap. Look at Grim, for instance. If he had that attitude, he would have never gotten a girl like Sadie. Hey, what the fuck? And you say I'm the one without tact. I'm just saying that, conventionally speaking, she's better looking than you. Fine, I'll agree with that, but... whatever, this isn't about you, Grim. It's about Pete. No, it's totally fine. As a matter of fact, I'd like to know more about this girlfriend of yours. Oh, well, what do you want to know? Where did you two meet? That is a good question. College. Not really an interesting story there, honestly. College. That'll do it, huh? You going, or have gone? No, that was never really an option for me. Was money an issue? I know it is for a lot of people. Sure, but that's probably just an excuse, really. Truth is, I'm not all that studious. You and me both, but... hey, who needs college these days, right? We can make our own way without it. True, but I did miss out on the whole culture of it. By culture, you mean the girls, obviously. Am I that transparent? Yeah, but most of us feel the same. If nothing else, it does expose you to more females than you probably otherwise would have been. Which is definitely something I could have used. Hell, I can barely look a woman in the eyes for 5 seconds without getting nervous. What do you mean? You've been looking me in the eyes just fine. Yeah, but I don't know. In a weird way, it kind of feels like I already know you. Oh, really? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It makes me sound like a bit of a creeper, doesn't it? No, not at all. The opposite, in fact. It's flattering. What about me? Huh? What about you? I'm wondering if he feels like he already knows me, too. He doesn't. Trust me. I think he can answer for himself, Mia. He's too nice to give you an honest answer, so I'm just gonna do it for him. You can't do that. Wow, this is really not what I expected. Huh? What do you mean? Just that, after meeting you guys during the party, I never got to see this side of your relationship. I'm sorry you had to, but Grim is an idiot, you know? I think all that time you spent with Vivian over the last 2 years has really brought out an ugly side of you, Mia. I'm only joking. Sort of. Maybe this is the tactic I should employ to impress her? What do they call it? Negging, that's it. Shh. What the hell, Pete? Why would you even say that word aloud? Sorry, I didn't. Negging. Grim, He said negging. Not put well. Not what you thought he said. What? They thought he said the N-word? Oh, my bad. Wait, what does negging even mean? Really? You don't know? Think maybe I heard it before, but I'm not sure. Negging is basically a technique where someone gives backhanded compliments or light insults in the mean of flirtation. Oh yeah, I know that one well. So, what does that have to do with us? That's not what I was doing with Grimm. I was just kidding around. No, that's not what you were doing, obviously. It's just that seeing that made the idea pop into my head. Right. Anyway, that could work, yeah. It's at least worth a shot, right? Like they say, you miss 100% of the ones you don't take. Mugsy Bogues. Exactly. Well, think I've taken up enough of your time for one day.
Standing up from his chair, Pete offers you and Mia a hearty smile.
Thank you for agreeing to do this for me. It meant a lot. Anytime, Pete. Also, this was fun for us, too. Right, Grim? Definitely. Maybe the most fun I've had in years. Now I know that's a lie. Anyway, I'll be seeing you around soon, hopefully. I'd like that. Whoop! Bye, Pete. Well, hell, you don't want to show him that. The man may fall over.
And with that, he leaves.
What? Can't believe I'm actually gonna say this, but I think you're right. I don't think he's into you. Of course I'm right. I can always tell when a guy has a thing for me. You didn't know that. You didn't know I did. I'm pretty sure I did. Although I must add, you didn't exactly try very hard to hide it. I'm talking about before all that. When we were even younger. You thought of me in that way even way back then? From time to time, yeah. Wow. Guess I'm not as perceptive as I thought. In your defense, I was probably the last person on your radar when it came to that, so... suppose you get a pass. How very generous of you.
Just then, your phone starts ringing.
Expecting a call?
Taking your phone out of your pocket, you see it singing. As you do, you immediately remember the plans you've made with her and Vivian.
It's Sadie. You mind if I take this outside? Sure. I'll be right here drinking my coffee in the meantime. Thanks.
Getting up from the table, you go outside to take the call.
Hey! Hey, yourself. Where are you? Just at a coffee shop with Mia. Well, when are you going to be home? You know we have plans tonight, right? Of course. They're also building the Death Star. Although it's still a little early, isn't it? Yeah, but I'm feeling pretty anxious about it, babe. Thought maybe you could keep me distracted until then. Oh, right. Yeah, that's totally fine. I'll come home as soon as I can, all right? Thanks. I'll see you then.
Hanging up, you turn around to head back inside.
Grim!
Looking in the direction of where your name was just called, you see Cindy racing towards you.
Cindy? What does she want? Oh, hey, Cindy. What's up? Nothing much. Just went to see Isla, and now I'm on my way home. That's great. I'm guessing things are okay with you two, then? Mostly, yeah. There's still an elephant in the room about the situation with my dad, but other than that, we're all good. Glad to hear it. So, where have you guys been the last couple days? I haven't seen you around the bar. Oh, well, we've actually been pretty busy with something else. Yeah? Is something going on? Nothing bad, I hope. No, not bad at all. Something really good, in fact. Well, depending on how it turns out. Sounds interesting. Care to share? Sure. We just have this event lined up that we're working really hard on putting together. Cool. Another event? Like the costume party you guys had recently? Not exactly. This one is much bigger. It's actually quite terrifying when I think too much about it. Well, what is it? Stop teasing already. We're putting on a live wrestling event. For charity. What? A live wrestling event? Are you serious? Yeah. That'd be a weird thing to make up, don't you think? Well, she certainly seems excited at the idea of it. I love wrestling. Really? All these people love wrestling? You do? Yup. Used to watch it all the time when I was a kid. Me and my friends used to put on our own little shows just for fun. Wow, that's some coincidence. Yeah. Honestly, didn't even think girls were really all that into wrestling. Well, I was. Your friends too, apparently. Huh? Oh no, most of my friends were guys. Actually, when I think about it, they all were. Oh, that makes more sense. Did you make your own outfits too? Yep. Although they covered so little, I'm not sure you could exactly describe them as outfits. Giggle. Also, I was the star of the show, would you believe? Everyone wanted to have a wrestling match with me. Yeah, I'll bet they did. Right, I have a feeling those friends of hers were more interested in her rather than the actual wrestling. Weirdly enough, I'm kind of curious to know if they ever did anything more than just wrestling. Although that'd probably be out of line to ask. Oh, I did also blow a couple of them too, if I remember right. Well, damn, thanks for that information, Cindy. Do any of you know a Cindy that just says, oh, you know, well, I did fuck those two guys as well, you know. Like, sometimes women will just come out there and do that. Like, there are real Cindys out there that be like, oh, yeah, I fucked those guys, I blowed those guys. It was no big deal, you know, it was just a Tuesday morning. Well, that answers that. Sounds like fun times. So, are all of you gonna take part in it? Yep, every one of us. Since none of us know shit about wrestling, we need as many hands on board as we can get. Oh yeah? Then maybe I can participate. You? Are you sure? Only if you want. I don't want to force my way into it or anything. No, that'd actually be great. Especially if you know about wrestling as much as you say. I do. But won't your dad have a problem with it? I mean, you couldn't even come to the costume party because of him. And no. That's why I want to take part in this. I was so bummed out about that, and I don't want to feel that way again. If it means sneaking around behind his back so he doesn't find out, then that's what I'm willing to do. I don't really think that's going to be possible, Cindy. Why not? Because like I said, this whole thing is going to be pretty big. We're even going to be promoting it with posters and social media videos. There's no way he won't catch on to it eventually. And when he does, I don't want to deal with the shit that'll follow. Wait, we can just leave me out of all the promotional stuff. I don't mind. Even so, we're spending a ton of time rehearsing this whole thing. How would you explain that to him? I'll come up with something. Please, don't exclude me from this, Grim.
Looking at her puppy eyes, you can't bring yourself to outright turn her down.
Talk to him, Cindy. Maybe there's a chance you can convince him to let you do it. If he agrees, so will I. Deal. I'll definitely get him to let me be part of it. Just you wait.
Without another word, Cindy bolts off down the street.
Bye? I don't even know where that girl gets all her energy from, but wish I had even a sliver of it.
Turning around, you head back inside.
Hey, sorry to do this, but I gotta head off. Oh, something wrong? Nah, I just forgot about some plans with Sadie, so I better get home if we don't want to be late. That Death Star won't build itself. Plans, huh? Like a dinner date or something? Like I said, we're building the Death Star! Sure. Something like that. Aw, say no more. Go on then, get out of here. Again, sorry to leave you like this. Grim, it's fine. Go. Okay, thanks. See you later? Yeah.
With a wave, you leave the shop and head home to Sadie, off to prepare for a night with Vivian. Sometime later.
Sadie? I'm not so sure that's a good idea. Why? It's not like I'm drunk or anything. You sure? Might want to give it a minute because that's the second glass you downed in 10 minutes. They were big glasses, too. Shit, you're right. Just trying to get myself to relax. I'm slightly surprised you're so nervous. Oh! I think it's going down, folks! So, after my birthday week, we're gonna catch up with the whole crew as it's going down. Three people. One, well, I was gonna say two girls. One threesome. It's going down. You wanted it, and it's coming. The wrestling's gonna have to wait, but we're getting the threesome. Alright guys, so I'm out of here, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley for more Returning to Mia, and also longer episodes. Sorry I had to cut them all short this week, but it is what it is. I'm on vacation, and you know how that is. You get some X's, though. There's some X's for you.